Blog Talk Radio.
Live from Las Vegas, it's Musician Edition, where smart fans listen. You will hear in-depth reviews, music news, previews, and interviews. And now, it's time to meet the music maven.
Peeps, this is your music maven coming to you live from Las Vegas, and it's a beautiful day out here today. I am really so stoked about talking to you about Janiqua. She is from Australia, New South Wales, I believe. Janiqua, are you from Sydney or close by?
Yes, I'm from Sydney.
Okay.
Yes, very sunny Sydney
thought.
At the moment.
Well, I watched Oprah go to Australia, so now I know all about Australia. That's what I have to say.
You have to come visit.
I'm going to, for sure. I want to come by ship, though, because that sounds awesome. Anyway, we're here today, and we're going to be talking about her music, which I know you're going to fall in love with, just like I did. I listened to three of her tracks. The first one that I listened to is called Making Love, and it is just smooth, and it's creamy, and it's like chocolate, I swear. It's just incredibly good and sweet, so I can't wait to play that for you. We're going to be talking for about 45 minutes today, so if you have a question, please call us at 347-884-9980. If you want to talk on the air, just press the number 1 and I'll be able to see you and I will call upon you if I can. And we also have the chat room open and there's a couple of people in the chat room already. Hey Ron, I can see you in there. And hey Ken, I see you in there too. And so if you have questions for Janiqua, feel free to pop in there and just type them in, and I'll get them to her on the radio for you. So let's start it with the interview, and let me ask a few questions so that people can get to know you better. What do you think of that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, sounds great.
I hear you recently came to the States, and was that your first time here?
No, I've actually been before on a gospel tour. Back in 2002, 2003, 2 years running.
Oh.
Yeah, I love it over there. It's beautiful.
Favorite city?
Yeah. I actually like New York.
Yes.
All the lights and everything.
It was
beautiful.
Thinking, I hope she says New York.
Yes. But I also love Chicago because my manager's there, Ron. Big shout out to you. Love you. And
yeah.
It just the snow,
second
it was beautiful.
City.
I got to experience. Yeah, okay. Goes on the second rung.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Yeah, it is. Actually, Chicago's a very cool place, very musical, and very hip as well. Although I'm from New York, so there you have it.
Ah.
So I've been wondering, a few things. When you were on tour in the U.S., what kind of comparisons did you make in your head between where you come from and where you were culturally?
Sydney, the music scene's a little bit different. There's lots of bands here. Well, I didn't get to see much of the music scene when I was over in the States, but here in Australia there are lots of cover bands, and so it's pretty competitive in that regard. And, yeah, there's people out here doing their original things, and I guess you've just got to be out playing it every night to get it out there. I guess the music industry works here a little bit different. If you're independent, I guess you don't get the opportunities like you would if you were signed to a record label. But over there, I sang mostly in churches and stuff because it was a gospel tour. So that was great, singing in African-American churches. That was a highlight, a gospel church near New Jersey. I'm not sure of the place was actually called Bethany Baptist. That was beautiful.
Oh, it
in
is
heaven.
Beautiful. I know that place.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. It's a pretty popular church,
yeah,
too.
Oh, loved it. It was on fire.
It is. People are, yeah, it's pretty spiritual place too. So
yeah.
if you could live on a planet other than Earth, I'll just qualify that. What planet would you like to live on and why?
Oh my gosh. I'm not sure. I'm happy where I am, actually.
Oh, okay, because I could give you a hand. I'd personally like to live on Mars. Because I think it would be amazing to wake up in the morning and be able to see Saturn's rings as a...
Wow, that's...
As daylight breaks. Yeah, I thought that might be pretty cool, just in terms of, you know, being able to see something different.
I've always wondered about clouds and everything. I've always been fascinated by clouds and wished that I could sleep on them and, you know, like being cozy. It's like cotton wool. And I was really devastated when someone said that you actually fall through them. When I was little, I was like, oh, I want to go live up there.
But
yeah.
But yours are not
so
going to.
No. I love being on planes going through the clouds.
Clouds are perfect. Yeah, I don't because it's just bumpy. Don't you think it gets bumpy when you go through the clouds? Yeah. I think, those clouds are too much. So have you bought music lately? What was the last CD that you got?
Oh, I haven't actually bought. Oh, actually, I did. Darius, We're Rich. He's actually on my album coming out. So, yeah, he's amazing. His music is lush. Yeah, it's very sexy, very, yeah, just beautiful, lovely. Yeah,
and
I think you all need to go get it.
I think we would. What's the name again?
His name's Darius, D-A-R-R-I-U-S, Will Rich, mm-hmm. W-I-L-L-R-I-C-H. You can find him at dariuswillrich.com.
Oh.
And he's got all his links there. But, yeah, I kind of handpicked him to be on this album that's coming out April, May, my debut album. I adore his voice. I adore his music. And he's a gorgeous person too. So, yeah, looking forward to sharing that with you all.
Definitely going to check him out for sure. That's
so that gets played a lot in the car.
Yeah, very cool. And have you been reading lately?
Anything lately? I've read books like motivational books, like, you know, The Secret, and just things from Abraham Hicks, and I've done a course lately, Landmark Forum. That was so amazing, transformation. So reading my notes actually from the course. So yeah, I'm all about learning
that.
And yeah, it's actually transformational. So just infinite possibilities ahead.
It's a good way to keep your head in the right place, no matter what's going on.
Yeah, always.
Because it's easy to get your head for your head to get big, and then you know sometimes it hurts when it gets small. But you have a caller, so let me bring him on in. Hi, caller. Where are you from?
Hi, this is Ken from Chicago.
Hey, Ken.
How you doing?
Ken.
Hi, Taniqua.
I'm well, thank you. Hey, Ken. How you doing?
I'm doing just great. This is my first time. I'm nervous. Can't you tell?
No, not at all.
Oh.
You sound great.
Great. Yeah, hey, I got a question for Janiqua.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, it's a two-part question. Janiqua, on your song, Awaken My Soul, I noticed you sound very grateful on that song. At some point in your life, were you, like, turned around, or have you always been spiritual? And how and when did you and Ryan hook up?
Okay. Well, firstly, with Awaken My Soul, that's kind of my testimony. So when I write, obviously, my inner being, everything within me is kind of laid out. And not always write from experience, but a lot of my songs are. And I believe in writing songs, be anointed that can touch people and be have them empowered wherever they're at. And for me, that song was at a place of a turnaround. Yeah, it was. And I was really grateful because my soul had been awakened by the possibility of, you know, just a different direction. And no matter what you go through in life, there you can turn stuff around. And, yeah, so it is a song of gratitude and an outpouring from my heart. So, yeah.
Oh,
testimony
great.
Speaks loud and clear.
Oh,
and Ron and I, we met on Facebook, actually. I was actually drawn to his page. There was a write-up about his movie that he's been writing for 10 years. It's going to be amazing. He's an amazing man himself, very inspiring. And I was drawn to that, all about his movie. And we got talking. I actually didn't really know he had much to do with music because it was more his movie that I was drawn to. And so then we got talking and found out he managed lots of artists and stuff. And he said he was drawn to my music and the name Janique was familiar with, Cool Million. And, yeah, it just took off from there. And I thought, I'm going to meet this man in person. We've been talking for a long time on Skype since we met. And I just had the privilege of being able to meet him in person. And we get on like a house of fire. It's amazing. Lots of laughter. It's cool.
That's great. That's great. Thanks. And I hope I didn't sound too nervous.
Not at all. Great.
No,
you
rocked it, Ken. Don't you worry about a thing.
Thank you very much.
Okay, well, thanks for calling
in. Thanks, Ken.
My pleasure.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bless you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
See ya.
So cool. What I'm going to do now is I have a little commercial to play. And then after the commercial, what we're going to hear is your song. And I wanted you to tell me a little bit about the compilation that you're on and the song that I'm going to be playing. So let me just pop on the commercial, and we'll be back in 30 seconds.
Joanna Mosca's debut CD, Keep On Going, blends the best of singer-songwriter, adult contemporary, and country music. The title track, Keep On Going, made an impressive showing on top 30 major market adult contemporary stations. Much like Joanna's own rise to the stage, her music represents that voice that lives within all of us, reminding us that dreams do come true. Keep On Going is available at all online retail outlets.
Just keep on going.
Yep, and that's Joanna Mosca. Her CD is out. She recently just got back from tour with Martin Sexton. So if you get a chance, go to her Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Joanna Mosca Music. That's Joanna Mosca, Mosca, and the word music, Joanna Mosca Music. Facebook.com/Joanna Mosca Music, and you can find out more about her and just say hello. She loves interacting with her fans and has some great stories to tell. She's been all over the world and knows a lot of great people. So, Janique, on this last CD, the compilation, there's a track called Making Love. Can you tell me how you got involved in the project?
Yes, yeah, sure. Okay, so I was just looking through MySpace, actually, and I came across Cool Million, and I was drawn to their music. I'm like, wow, this is me. I love this stuff. It's like they bring 80s back to the future. So really authentic, you know, vocals with kind of no effects, just really, there's a rawness about it, but so funky. And so I came across their music, and I got in contact with them and asked if they do any you know, writing with anyone else or work with anyone else, other singers and artists. And they liked what I did and they sent me two tracks, like just like a backing track of a music clip, and said, can you write something to this? And as soon as I got the music in the mail, I was like, oh my gosh. And so it just poured out of me. I think I've been waiting for something like a canvas like that to write to, besides writing my own songs from scratch. It was just something nice to do that was different. And, yeah, the songs were written pretty instantly, and I remember sitting in the lounge room writing it, and that's how Making Love came about. Sent my song and all my vocal arrangements, I do all my backing vocals, sent that back over to the guys, and they loved it. And they said, you know, we'd love it to be on a compilation album with other soul artists. They work with a lot of different artists. And when I, excuse me, when I found out who they were, you know, it's amongst artists like Melissa Morgan, Eugene Wilde, Peggy Blue, Leroy Burgess, Al Broomfield, and so on. Like, the list is endless.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just incredible. So I was like, honoured to be asked to be on this album. And, yeah, the songs, the Making Love's done really well from it. There's been lots of reviews. And
When you write a song, like any kind of song, is it a tune that comes to your head, or do you play piano or an instrument that helps you along with the melody, or is it the lyrics that you write, or is it the whole package?
It's different. Like, sometimes I could be driving a car and I have to pull over because I've got, like, an idea, and I just start singing the lyrics, and the melody would come to me. So it just starts off there with an idea like that. And then I'll get home really excited to get home just to expand on that. And then the song bursts that way. Or I might be sitting at my piano just closing my eyes. You know, I'm not the greatest piano player, but I actually go on feeling. So I'll be sitting down, closing my eyes, just writing a song and just coming up with chords. I don't even know what they're called, some of them. Some of them
right,
I do.
Right.
I did organ lessons for 4 years when I was younger. But I got in trouble off my teacher because I used to play by ear.
I know,
like,
people hate that.
Music.
I
so
swear,
I
there's so much
different.
Soul when you can't read music, it's not even funny.
Yeah, there's no limits, really. Like, and I'm just like, man, that sounds good. So then I just have to write down whatever notes that have made up that sound, like made up that chord, and then I have to go and ask someone who knows, what is that chord called, you know? And then I just write a song and create it from there. Or I might just write down lyrics. It's different for different wherever I'm at, you know. But, yeah,
well, we're going to treat everyone right now. And we're going to all hear Making Love by Janiqua. And it was written almost instantly.
Rain.
I listened to this track maybe 5 times in a row, and I kept turning up the volume to hear the background vocals because they were so freaking hot. I was like, these are the most incredible background vocals. I love the harmonies. And to find out that you just, that somebody just sent you, you know, and you just sent back a couple of tracks just blows my mind. It's killing me, Janiqua. You're killing me.
I'm killing you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I have fun doing this. It's amazing. I feel privileged to be able to write songs. It's an extension of myself and full self-expression. It's amazing. I couldn't ask for more. You know. Awesome.
No, you sure can, and you sure have what it takes. That's an absolute fact. So,
thank you.
Just sort of, you know, in terms of changing the subject a little bit, do you have a favorite place you'd like to live, like the ocean or the woods or the desert, or where's that kind of place you kind of vibe to?
I have a happy place that I go to in my head, which I'd love to be a reality one day, and that's called Haven on the Hill, and it's got a little... I see it so clearly in my head. It's I think it's a maple tree, that tree that's got those beautiful bright yellow leaves. It withstands any kind of weather. And I liken myself to that tree, actually. So that's very symbolic for me, that tree. And it's sitting up on a cliff face, and all the leaves are falling in autumn, and I'm sitting underneath it writing songs. And but then I've got the view of the ocean as well, so I've got the best of both worlds. I have a home studio in there, so there's lots of people, you know, producers and stuff can come, and there's a guest house, and it's just about making music and being creative and having an open house for people to be able to do that. And, yeah, it's just such a happy place. And
sounds like a piece of heaven.
I see it very clearly.
Definitely sounds like a piece of heaven. So can you talk to us a little bit about the music video you shot in Chicago on Making Love?
That was so much fun. Yeah, lots of fun. It'll be my first video, so I've learned a lot, and I'm ready to do the next one as well. I got so excited. It was great. It's probably, I mean, when you hear the title of the track, Making Love, people, you know, a lot of people just assume it's the act of making love, although that is beautiful, and the song does represent that as well. When I write, I like to not put limits on my songs. I like to leave it up to people's perceptions or whatever they're getting out of my song, where it reaches them or touches them, where they're at. And for me, in that place, yes, it's about the act of making love, but also making love, like I was making love to my music. It was in that place. There's nowhere else I'd rather be that you hear in the lyrics. doing this the whole night through. There was just nowhere else I would rather be than writing music. It's like my best friend, you know. I'm in love with doing this. And it could mean anything to anybody. That, and also the video clip was indicative of that actual aspect of the song for me, rather than it being about a guy or, you know, someone else.
Oh, yeah. And the fact that you can make love, not in the physical sense, but just in the spiritual sense of being such a delightful person, that you are literally making love in the world just by your own sensibilities.
That's my goal, you know. We're all the possibility of greatness, and from where I am, from nothing, like from a blank canvas, I'm the possibility from nothing, the possibility of leaving a legacy of love and inspiration and empowerment through music. That's my thing, you know, and I really love to touch people. Yeah.
Well, Ken Boy loves your track. He just loved that Making Love track, and it's just, like I said, it's a killer, just right from out of the gate. So shout out to Ken, and I'm sure Janiqua appreciates the fact that you like it too.
Yes, thanks, Ken.
What's one thing that not very many people know about you?
That I'm a triplet.
Oh, that's a cool thing. How many people can say that?
Yeah, that's kind of rare. I was the separate egg. There was two eggs that came down, and I was a separate one. So the two boys with me, that are my triplet brothers, they actually look identical. So I just came down for the ride, and here I am.
How
so that's
cool.
I mean, besides that, Mum had one baby, first pregnancy, then she had twins. And then she had triplets, so that's even a bigger thing. And it was actually Australian Mother's Record. So
wow,
that's a lot that people don't know.
Well, that is an incredible
never a dull moment
track.
Growing up.
Yeah, you have a lot of stars lining up for you, girl. That's for sure.
And get this, my mobile number's got two lots of triple numbers in it. So, and I'm a triplet, so I just think that's cool. Yeah, it's great.
Well, Ken Boy's giving you a Vegemite, so there it is, right there, Ken.
Yes. Oh, that's the other thing. People need to embrace Vegemite a bit more. I've tried it with Ron, but he doesn't like it. Have you had Vegemite?
I've never had Vegemite.
It's a sandwich spread. It doesn't look the best. It looks like shoe polish.
Oh.
So it's not very enticing, but it tastes good. Lots of vitamin B.
Oh, well, I'll have to give it a try. I wanted to play a song called Living It Up. Can you talk a little bit before we play it?
Yes, about the song.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I was in a session over here, a friend of mine's home studio, Branko. He's in my band here, and he's awesome as well. And he was recording a rapper here, D-Minus, and D-Minus already had the verses and all his rap organized. It just didn't have a hook, and he had a few ideas, and then Branko's like, oh, Jen, can you do something here with this? And as soon as I heard it, I was just like, it was just birthed there on the spot. So I just recorded that, and that was that. The song was done, and, yeah, I love it. I love creating stuff. It's cool. And it's a fun song about going out on the weekend. Maybe you've been working all week really hard or, you know, just looking forward to your weekend and going out with your man or your partner and having a great time.
All right. Let's start having a good time right now.
Okay.
And I'm heading home. Music turned up as I swerve along. Relax, unwind. I'm talking to my girl on a mobile phone. She's like, what you doing tonight? Do you want to meet up? You know it's been a while. Besides, I love it when we kick it and I want to see you, cause I miss your smile. She says, I know where this place and I wonder if we could check it out. I'm like, okay, sounds nice, get ready. What time you want me to come around? 7 o'clock and maybe don't be late. I want to see you, I can hardly wait. Looking at my clock, I anticipate you got me elevated.
Cause it's Friday, Friday, living.
Up and I'm right on time. I couldn't believe what I was seeing when she stepped up at the house, cause she looked divine. Pulling up at the destination, heads turning like we celebrities. Made the best of this occasion, we'll be chilled all night up in VIP. Sipping on some Chris and some Alizé. It's Friday night, maybe it's okay. Drinking and dancing the night away. Looking in my eyes, she has something to say. Whispered in my ear right now, if you had any woman in the world, who would you choose? There's nowhere else I'd rather be right now than right here tonight, chilling with you.
Cause it's Friday, Friday, living it up. The weekend started about to unwind. So grab your keys, come out with me. We'll hit the floor, that's for sure. Do you want it? Ready, set, go. We got the party, party all night long. We don't come home till the break of dawn. Dancing on a bed.
Take your time.
Cause it's Friday, Friday, living it up. The weekend started about to unwind. So grab a key, come out with me. We'll hit the floor, that's for sure. Do you want it? Ready, set, go. We got the party, party all night long. We don't come home till the break of dawn. Dancing on a fence club, heading home, we're making love.
Another home run, Jen. That's really a cool song.
Thank you. It makes me want to dance. Dancing's
yeah,
good.
Me too. And it makes me want to meet the dude you're that's in that background.
We can arrange that.
Okay.
He's a lovely guy, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's always good to know. So talk to me a little bit about your debut CD that's coming out by Cool Million.
Yeah, well, before that, they asked me to do a Christmas song because Making Love did so well on that other album, Back for More. And so I've been stoked at just everything that's come up, all the opportunities. And in between doing that with the Christmas songs, they said, I think it's time we did an album with you. And I was, like, blown away. I was like, oh, jumping around for joy, you know. Cause
I can imagine. That's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, winding down the windows and going, oh, my gosh. And I absolutely love these guys. They're just incredible. Frank and Rob, love you heaps. Big shout out. And so, yeah, the same way that I wrote the other songs, did the rest of the 10 songs, because Making Love is going to be on it. So there's 11 tracks. They just kept sending me the music loops, backing tracks, and I just wrote the songs the same way. I was just free to create and... yeah, I love that, just being put in front of a microphone and I just go for it with my vocal arrangements and backing vocals, everything. and creating something. There's nothing more exciting to me. And so, yeah, that's coming out in April, May. It's getting produced at the moment. Making Love's going to be the third single off Back for More albums. So that's coming out on a 7-inch vinyl as well. And there's been about 5 different remixes of it that you can get, like a dance version, and electrified and urbanized. So I've heard those and I'm really happy with them. They're really good. It's going to be available digital download sites, you know, all those sites.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I can't wait till you tell us about when it's coming out, the date. I know Ron will be helping out with that, but all the people listening and in the chat room, just remember to chat about this on your Facebook page, write tweets about it, and help Jen out, help her get the word out. Let people know that she's there. And if you go to my Facebook page today, which is facebook.com/musicmaven, you can hear the tracks right on my Facebook page posted. So comment on them, make them, you know, like them, whatever you want to do. That would be great. I know Ron's working on some TV shows for you and getting you on some TV shows. Do you have anything coming up close?
I get news every day from Ron about just exceptional possibilities that, you know, in the pipeline and different people, you know, kind of music legends wanting to do stuff, or they've commented, or, you know, and it's really amazing and I'm really humbled. So, the sky's even the limit. Beyond the sky's the limit.
Beyond the sky.
Yay.
Beyond the sky into Mars, where you'll find me looking at Saturn's rings in the morning.
I love it.
So Ken wants to know if you're going to be appearing live anywhere soon in the States.
I'd like to. I'd love to get back there. I'm just taking each day as it comes and just writing and just going with the flow. So... yeah, I'm definitely there in heart and spirit. I want to be there in person. So, yeah, I'm open to anything.
So let's take a minute to let people know how they can connect with you. So what's your Facebook page? Your Facebook page.
Okay. There's two Facebook pages. One's a musician page, but that'll be just www.facebook.com/Janiqua. So if you like my music, you can go there and click on like, and I really appreciate it. The other page is the same Facebook prefix, and it's Janiqua-Jen-Titus. That's the other page there.
Could you spell the Jen Tyson part? Is it Jen?
Jen Tyson.
One word.
J. No, that's my name, Jen, J-E-N-N, and then my surname Titus, T-I-T-U-S. So Janique was my artist name.
Uh-huh. And then the Jen Titus is all one word, no underscores or anything.
Jen Titus. Yes, it is. Yes.
Okay, cool. You know, it's so hard these days with all the dashes and dots
and
underscores.
And you have to get it right.
You have to get it right. So I just want to make sure that people know. So first thing people have to do is go to facebook.com/Janiqua and like her on her fan page. It's really important, and if you're a fan of hers, and if you know people, act as her ambassador and let people know to go to her page. Invite people to like her on her page too. It's really meaningful. Independent artists have such a hard time. It's a big struggle, and anything you can do to help, it means a lot to these artists, and it's a huge help. Because the more sponsors that see an artist is popular, the more likely that they're going to hire them to perform and to be on TV shows and to appear on other radio shows and that kind of thing. And the second thing is to make friends, and that's Janiqua, and then Jen, J-E-N-N, and Titus, T-I-T-U-S. And that's where you can make...
There actually is a gap, I'm sorry.
Oh, there's a gap. So the underscore, it's Janiqua underscore, or is it a dash?
No. It just says Janiqua, there's a dash, and then Jen, and then just my surname. There's a break between Jen and Titus, so yeah.
Oh, there is a break between Jen and Titus. Okay. Yeah. So there you can find her there. And what about an official website?
I have just MySpace at the moment. So that's myspace.com/Janiqua. I have other sites like soundcloud.com/Janiqua-music. And I have in my notes section of my Facebook pages, I have all the links to where you can find me.
Okay. Well, you know what I'll do is I'll add some of those links to the Blog Talk Radio page here. And then I've been talking to Ron about adding you to the Rising Star Artist family so that we can merge all of those things together. So let's see how that goes. But, I just want, like I said, it's very cool to let people know how hard it is and what a struggle it is and how amazing your talent is. And anything that we can do to help you move along in your career is our pleasure, actually.
Oh, thank you. I'm so grateful, and I really appreciate it. Every little bit does help. I'm just in awe of how this is unfolding just beautifully, and, just what I do. I don't know anything different. So,
well, good. Any last thoughts?
It's been a pleasure hanging with you, and I love your accent, and I'm going to get me one of these days.
Hey, I can coach you.
I'll be back to video.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Oh, I'm down with that. I love it. Hey, y'all.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, that's down south. I don't know who does that. I think it's cowboys or somebody. But I'm a northeasterner and a New Yorker, so you talking to me? That's kind of where I'm coming from.
Talking to me?
You talking to me?
I can learn that too. I'll learn it all.
Yeah, you will learn it all. But thank you so much for being a guest on my show today. You are such a wonderful pleasure to talk to. I loved hanging out with you and finding more about you. It's just amazing, and I know you're going to be huge. You are just going to blow up the world with your talent, and I'm happy to be a part of it in this tiny little way. And I wanted to thank the listeners. Oh, thank you. I want to thank the listeners of Blog Talk Radio for taking 45 minutes of your time and listening to this. The show in about 10 or 15 minutes will become a podcast that you can download for free from iTunes, or you can come right back to the Blog Talk Radio link, which is blogtalkradio.com/musician-edition. And you can stream it, or you can even download it via MP3 and keep a copy of it forever. So those are all the options that are available to you. So I just wanted you to know that what goes on in Vegas does not always stay in Vegas. Sometimes the really good things going on are things that are going to leave Vegas. And one of them might be me at some point in time. And any other shout-outs for you before we head out of town today?
Shout out to Darius and Vitamin D and Donye. They were lovely people I met in Seattle. Big shout out to Ron again and all the beautiful people I've met over in the States. And you're my family, and America is my second home. I love you all, and I thank you so much for embracing my music. And yeah, thank you so much. And Deborah, thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure, and we will meet one day, and you'll have to come over and visit. The Outback.
I definitely will.
In Australia.
This is the Outback. That's my knowledge. Yeah. I watch Oprah. I know what's going on in the world.
Will you be used to that kind of weather?
Yes, I would, being from here. So good night, everybody, and try not to break anything. Talk to you again soon. Good night.
Bye.